This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Trinity Sunday. All of us have certainly heard and are somewhat familiar with the central Christian doctrine that God is a Trinity, but yet is one, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. But sometimes it's very easy to just almost take that for granted. Like, we've heard it a thousand times. Yeah, that's what I believe. But sometimes we really don't actually, wait a minute, how does that work? It doesn't necessarily make logical sense. How can there be three persons in one God and it still be one, and yet there's three? It seems like a contradiction. And it's a very unique belief. See, there are many religions through the history of the world that have been polytheistic, or believing in many gods, multiple gods. And there's some religions that are monotheistic, meaning that they believe in one God. But somehow Christianity says, we believe in one God, but who is Father Almighty, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit? Which is unique, and it's strange in the sense that, you know, it's said that, like, in a philosophical realm, in a logical realm, I suppose you could come to conclude that there is, for example, an intelligent designer, like the human body, the beauty, the goodness, the order of the natural world is so great that it must be caused by some intelligent being. And also in terms of the logic and philosophy, there's arguments that lead us to say that, well, there could only be one God, because if you have an infinite being and another one, where would you put the other one? There's just not room. But this idea of Trinity, again, is unique to Christianity. And it's not something that you could just figure out on your own with logic. It's just not. The only reason that we have any understanding of God as Trinity is because God has decided to teach us that, to show us that, to reveal that to us. And we find this in our scriptures. We find the love and the creativity of God the Father. We find the fact that He sent God the Son to become one of us. And that once the Son returned to the Father, they together send the Holy Spirit among us to live in our hearts and our souls, to teach us, to guide us, to transform our hearts, to reflect the love of God. This is revealed to us, it's given to us, because we could never come to understand that or conceive of that on our own. It's just too much. Now, growing up, this may come as a big surprise to you, but I really liked religion class. And I thought I was pretty good at it. I got my A's. I liked to read. I joined the Franciscans, and they sent me to study theology at Catholic University down in Washington, D.C. And my first semester included a course for the whole semester. You focused on one thing only, and that was the Trinity. How do we understand the Trinity? And the main textbook for this course was this huge book written 1,500 years ago by one of the great thinkers of Christian history, Saint Augustine, who dedicated this whole volume to trying to logically understand how do we even explain three persons and one God, three persons. And confident me thinking, oh, I know this stuff, like this is going to be good. This will be, you know, well, it wasn't. Week after week, going through all these, like, what Augustine would do is he would say, like, oh, you know, here's an analogy. Here's, like, let's say, love. So if we say that God is love, well, he's got to love somebody, and in a constant, complete way, and there's this the love in between those two, so that's how we can understand the three, maybe. Or other people through the ages have said, like, the Trinity is like fire. Like, you have the Father is the fire, and the Son is the light, and the Holy Spirit is the heat, and yet all together in one. But any image that we use is not going to be good enough. And so what I learned in this course, after months and months of really difficult explanations and analysis, at the very end of the book, what does St. Augustine say? You know, after literally, I'm just like, it gave me such a headache so many days. And in the end, St. Augustine just says, well, I don't really know. I can't know. It's beyond me. It's beyond all of us. And at first, I was kind of furious. I'm like, all this work just to tell me that I don't know, really? But days and weeks afterward, I'm reflecting on this and thinking, you know, perhaps this is the most important thing I could learn in a theology class, in a class on the Trinity, is that it is, that God is beyond what can fit in my little mind and beyond what my little words can ever fully express or understand. And it made me realize that the posture that I need to take before God is not necessarily one of like, okay, God, I'm going to figure you out, or I understand you now, I know what God's all about, but instead led me to realize that this is the posture that at the end of the day we take before the mystery of our God, who is so far above and beyond what could be described or explained or could fit in a book, so far above and beyond. And that sense of reverence before God is not because we can never know anything about God. God does reveal to us truth about what God is like. And we can come to limited but real understanding. That's why we're here in church. If we could never know anything about God, this is a waste of time. But we can, because he gives us that gift. We can come to know and understand something. And the most important something is the fact that that is how much God loves us and how much he calls us to love as well. Because the Trinity, at the end of the day, is a relationship of love. A love that creates. A love that saves and forgives and redeems. We see this reflected in the love of a family. Like the love of the husband and wife brings new life into the world, literally. Or the love of the Trinity brings the universe into reality, brings the universe to life, and sustains it every day. The Trinity is a communion of love. And that Trinity calls you and me to build community, to build communion of love here in our families, in our homes, in our city, in our parish, in our nation, and in our world, so that one day when we move on to the next life, we can be incorporated and welcomed into that great reality of love that is our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why love is so important, because this is what truly lasts forever. Because that is the key to the life of God, and that is the key to our eternal life, is the love that creates, that forgives, that saves, that is merciful and gracious, as the first reading said. That's our key. Our key not only to a more peaceful and just and holy and happy world, but a key to our everlasting life.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.